From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. World powers gather in New York today for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition, weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and opposition. The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to be endorsed by the UN Security Council. The resolution would support the plan for a political transition and a proposed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the UN meeting today. The Security Council has turned up the heat on the self-proclaimed Islamic State, strengthening international measures to cut the flow of cash to the group's war chest. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
The UN Security Council has turned its attention to the group's biggest vulnerability, its bank account, ratcheting up efforts to weaken the terrorists by keeping cash out of their hands. The Council is hoping its action will cut off the group's ability to use the international financial system to move money and pay for supplies and fighters. It also will help with the imposition of targeted sanctions and oblige states to report on what they are doing to combat terrorist financing. In its efforts to combat terrorism, the international community aims to make sure there is no safe haven for terrorist financing. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace using military helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations got underway. Among those arrested, a former military chief of staff. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against Islamic extremists, including Boko Haram. This is VOA News.